Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Some residents of East Palestine, Ohio, say they've been getting sick in the 22 days since a chemical train derailment. Many don't believe officials who say the air and water are safe. The EPA's Deborah Shore spoke about the air this afternoon.
There have been no exceedances for residential air quality standards, and outdoor air quality remains normal.
Shore says removal of the contaminated waste is on hold while the EPA figures out where it should go. In Brussels, thousands of demonstrators have shown their support for Ukraine a day after the war hit the one-year mark. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is asking for more sanctions against Russia, even as the European Union announced additions to its list. This week's ice storm in Michigan has left hundreds of thousands of customers without lights and heat. In Detroit, DTE Energy's Matt Paul says it's restored power to more than half the 630,000 customers left in the dark.
We do expect to have a couple of very productive days today and tomorrow, and get the vast majority of our customers back.
About 120,000 California customers are without power because of turbulent winter weather. It's expected to taper off tonight, but Southern California rivers are already at dangerous levels, and officials there are worried about flooding. The National Weather Service says this is one of the strongest storms ever to hit Southwest California. A diabetes drug used for weight loss apparently has an undesired side effect.
Hashtag Ozempic Face is trending on TikTok with nearly 5 million views. Ozempic Face is a term used to describe the saggy or droopy look caused by the rapid weight loss from using the type 2 diabetes medicine. The skin changes, doctors say, are from nutrition and vitamin depletion that affect the collagen. Some people who have Ozempic Face are turning to filters and plastic surgery. Mara Rubin, CBS News.
Like many popular comic strips over the years, Dilbert once had its own TV series.
If we don't know what the product is, we'll never agree on its name. We'll have meeting after meeting after meeting. Everyone will want to have input because input is much easier than doing real work.
Dilbert disappeared from television more than two decades ago, and now it's quickly vanishing from the funny pages after creator Scott Adams described black people as members of a racist hate group from which white people should get away. Adams said that on his YouTube show, and while he now says he was trying to make a point about discrimination, the Washington Post, LA Times, USA Today Network, and Cleveland Plain Dealer are among the biggest papers that have announced they'll no longer carry Dilbert after tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. STI.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of Kay, Special Kay.
Song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is a double dip of work to kick off the Saturday night here. Ignition, that's their latest one. Crunch. Rocker, is there a better way to kick off Max Inc. Radio with a 10-minute song from work?
Wow. You know, that was an amazing song. I was sitting back listening, and I was like, wow, this is really good, Jimmy.
I hope you're all doing well. I'm Jimmy. That is Rocker. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Hello. Happy to have you along. You know, Rocker, I was driving around doing my cast today, listening to Mad Radio 92.7 here in Madison. And I'm just amazed by the Saturday lineup here on Civic Media. I mean, it is rocking. I mean, starting at like 11 o'clock with Dame by Local with Jason Hafeman. Love hearing about the local businesses here in Madison. That's pretty cool. And then what's happening? Oh, the Kripes cast with Charlie Behrens. Dude, have you listened?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I love Charlie for a long time.
Yeah.
And listened to him, and he's a hoot, right?
We played his music here on Max Inc. Radio, too, man.
Hey, Jimmy, say hello to his mom for me, will you?
Hello, Mom. How you doing? We'll say hello to your mom, too. Hello, Mama Rocker. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger.
Yeah, man. It makes Gilbert me hungry Brown. For a Gilbert burger.
Yeah, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. They're a hoot, dude. Oh. They're great. They were talking about the Gravedigger's family today. His mom, his brothers. Great stories.
I saw that he was getting his thigh cast, and they were going to make a cast of his leg. It's like giant.
Yeah. It's bigger than you, dude. It's bigger than your hands.
Yeah. You can like fit a whole like week's worth of groceries in just his leg.
Civicmedia.us if you want more information on the schedule and shows in your market, because we are statewide. Rocker, we got a great show for the people here on Max Inc. Radio tonight, man. Tell us about it.
Jimmy, we do. Around just after 6:30, we have Job Boogie coming in. He is the founder and singer and bassist of Natty Nation. He has a new album coming out, and we'll hear all about that. Rock Onsen, Dennis Graham. We'll be talking to Dennis. He'll be on the phone telling us about the Rock Onsen band application is going to be starting up March 1st and how to enter your band in that and what you can win. Lincoln Barr, 8:30, is going to be talking with Terry Barr. Of course, Terry Barr is down on the beach somewhere in Florida right now. But she was able to catch Lincoln Barr, and we'll hear that interview coming up soon. Devil's Lair, Adem Tesfaye, he's going to be right here live. We had him in here about a year ago. It was a treat. He has a new EP coming out very soon,
dude,
and he'll be playing
music.
Some songs.
His new music is awesome.
Oh, man, and he's got some great shows coming up, so we'll hear all about that. Max Inc. Heavy with Jimmy K. and Rocker, that's coming up 10 p.m., and we'll be interviewing Fall to Rise, Betsy Rise, at a little after 10:30, and, of course, Essential, Last Crack at 11.
This band has a show March 10th, that's a Friday, at the Red Rooster. And if you like to dance, you should go. It's Rare Element. It's called Speedball. This is a live recorded song off the soundboard somewhere. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. We'll be right back.
Radio, we are local music. Rare Element. You can see them at the Red Rooster on Friday, March 10th. Get your dancing shoes on because they bring the horns big time. Hey, everybody, how you doing? Rocker and Jimmy K hanging out with you on a Saturday night for Max Inc. Radio. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Terry Barr is off. She'll be back soon, though. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations here in Madison. Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Get your hand-blowing glass accessories right now at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Also, a brand new sponsor here at Max Inc. Radio, the Aaron Weber Group, Realty Group here in Madison. The most trusted name in real estate. MoveToMadison.com if you want to check them out. MoveToMadison.com.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ja Boogie from Natty Nation has a brand new solo album out. It's called Spiritual Work. We're going to have a talk with Ja in just a couple of minutes. Right now, a brand new song, Rendezvous. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is brand new Ja Boogie there from a brand new album called Spiritual Work. Hey, don't forget to check out the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Get the podcast from all the previous shows. The live and the double layers performances is all there. Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us.
Jimmy Ja Boogie is the bassist, singer, and founder of legendary Mad City reggae artist Natty Nation, and Ja Boogie is releasing a new album, Spiritual Work, along with his friend Captain Dave of Dub Foundation on Saturday, March 4th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. Ja Boogie is in the studio to tell us about the new album and release show this weekend. Ja Boogie, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Welcome. I love the new music. Thank you. It sounds so good.
Thank you so much. Refreshing.
Yeah.
Ja Boogie, you've been jamming the reggae vibe in your band Natty Nation since the mid-90s. Tell us a little background on yourself and about your musical journey.
Well, we started Natty in 95, had many different members through the years. You know, we had a Jamaican, J-Max.
Oh, yeah.
In the band. He passed in 2001. Mm. We had Pete on drums. We had Paulie on drums. We had a Cup of Tea guitar. We had Fuzzy, who's another guitar player. We didn't have a keyboard player yet until Aaron Conkle came along in 2002. And
even Bradley Fish for a small bit.
Actually, I was talking to Johan, and we were talking about that yesterday, actually, how, you know, because we play, what were we talking about? We were talking about Weedstock.
Oh, Weedstock. I remember Weedstock.
Yeah. Yeah, like 95, 96, 97, around in there. So we've been around the area for, I don't know, 25, you know, quite a few years. And I always wanted to have a reggae band. We came out of another band called Arawak Ja, myself, Pete, and Steve, Cup of Tea. And then we created Natty in 95, roundabout. And we've been going ever since.
I can't remember, mid-90s or so, a bunch of us went to Weedstock at some farm out in Mount Horeb.
Mm.
It rained all weekend long, and everybody got stuck in the mud.
Yep.
And in order to get out, you had to get on the chain gang to pull people out and wait your turn to get pulled out.
Yep.
It was horrible. That. But the music was fun. And
yep. It was worth the time. Yeah, it was worth the time.
So does it blow you away, Ja, just how long Natty Nation has been around?
Yeah, man.
If you look at amazing. The body of work that you all have,
mm-hmm.
the amount of shows, the amount of crowds, the amount of people dancing in the streets for you, it has to be so humbling.
It is. People knowing the songs. I mean, a lot of studio albums, a lot of live albums. It's a lot of songs. You know, the catalog is big through the years, and a lot of people knew those songs. I mean, there's people that are like of age now that were like, yeah, I was 7 years old when just dating me. I was like, man, I'm old. like my mom used to bring me to the show. I was like seven. Like, what?
Get out of here.
And they're like 30 now, you know? It's like, man, like, yeah, it's incredible.
You know, there's a really rare CD, if you can find it, on Natty Nation. It was from one of the old Bomblastica shows that Natty played way back in the early 2000s, and it was called Boomblastica.
Yes. What was that, 2001? Or was that 2000?
Well, I know it was very early. J-Max was on that
He was
recording.
On that one. Okay, yep. So that was probably 99, 2000.
Yeah, 2000.
Yep.
Wow. Long time ago.
Boomblastica.
Yes, but... Well, hey, tell us now, what inspired you to create your create music under your own name?
Well, actually, Kevin Kinsella, I always looked up to him. He was with John Brown's Body, who I met. Mm-hmm. They're out of Ithaca, New York, you know, area. And we met them in 97 when we went to New York for the first time. And, like, he branched off probably, like, man, he's been a solo artist for a minute. So I was inspired by him for sure. And just I was inspired by this music that Captain Smooth was these instrumentals that he had. And he had just put them out. What was it? Like almost winter of 21 or 22. And I started listening. I was like, hey, I can write something to this. Because he was like, oh, I got the instrumentals up. All I need is a singer, some singers. I was like, I can sing on this. I like texted him. He's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, and then I didn't know it was going to be an album at the time. I just did a couple songs.
Yeah.
I did Miss Music and Raise Up off the album. And then all of a sudden, I just started listening to more of the instrumentals, and they just started talking to me. And I just started creating songs from the instrumentals. I was like, wait a minute. I can do a solo.
Wow.
My first solo record, you know. And I'm surprised it took me this long.
Well, tell us about the new album, Spiritual Works. It's out next Saturday, March 4th, and downloadable at bandcamp.com.
Right now.
Right now. This is where I got my copy.
Mm-hmm.
As we wow. speak. Mm-hmm. So how many tracks are on the full album?
That's 9 tracks. And we are also a dub album's coming.
Okay.
A whole, like, dub album of these nine will be coming soon after.
Wow.
So it's going to be, yeah, a lot of stuff. So that's nine songs, plus the dubs later.
Is it fun making a dub of your songs? Like you have the original song and then make it a dub.
Yep. Yep. That's all Captain Smooth's job. You know, he gets in there and just tinkers around.
He makes it smooth.
Makes it smooth, you know. So, yeah, this record, you know, it's close to my heart. You know, I started to just write, you know, songs from the rhythms that I was hearing. That and things started to come to me. You know, I wrote the song Spiritual Work probably summertime. You know, just kind of, you know, get the gardening vibe because I, you know, I have a garden. And I talk about it in the song.
We got to talk. Tomatoes and peppers.
Yes.
I have a garden.
See? So
I have the big old north side backyard here. Mm-hmm. Half of maybe three quarters of it is garden.
Nice.
He does have an amazing garden. I'll tell you.
That's close to my heart as well.
Tell us about Dub Foundation and how maybe this new project is different from Natty Nation.
Well, what makes it different is the horns, number one.
Yeah.
Mm. Full horn section. I've never played in a band with horns like that. I've been playing with all types of music through my life, punk and rock and everything. And I've never played with horns.
Is
here
it true?
And there, you know.
Is it true once you play with horns, you never go back play without horns?
Not really.
Oh.
Because it's because both are two different animals. You know, the horns is another form of vocals coming in, you know, or some type of like background vocals or harmonies and stuff like that. So, you know, I must say that's what's different is the horn section.
Mm.
Also the background singers. I got my daughter. Mm. She's of age now. And this is her first time in the music and she's with her old man, you know.
So that's awesome.
I got her on the, she's one of my background singers as well as Raquel Alleman. She's very, very talented. And that's what's the difference. The background singing of females and the horns, that's the number one different thing. It's a huge band. That's the other difference.
Raquel has some solo stuff that's out really good. I actually have a couple songs we play every once in a while here in the radio.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So it's just becoming kind of a musical family.
That's awesome.
Of sorts.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I was going to ask how was it working with your daughter on a recording?
Man. It's incredible because I'm just showing her the ropes with this whole thing. It's so new to her. And, you know, in a sense of her doing it. She's been watching me do it forever, of course. But for her to join in. And what's so interesting is that when she sings in a lower tone, she sounds so much like me that Dave was like, when he was mixing it, he was like, whoa. Like, wait a minute. Like, I can't tell you the difference between you sometimes, other than I know she's on that track and you're on that track. But the way our, you know, voices blend together is pretty amazing. You know, that family vibe. So the apple don't fall far from the tree, as they say. So when she sings in a lower register, she sounds a lot like me.
That's awesome.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, we can't wait for her own music one day. We'll have her right here on Max Inc. Radio.
There you go.
Tell us about your upcoming show at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on Saturday, March 4th.
March 4th. Yes. So this is going to be the release party. Raquel's band is going to open for that.
What's the name of that band?
Alleman. Like her last name. Yeah. And it's just going to be... Hope, like I said, family situation. So she's going to rock. We got Barris is the singer for the Foundation, Jamaican brother. And he's going to do a partial set. And then I'm going to end it off. And then there's DJ Kayla Cush in between.
Ooh.
So it's just, it's going
to
be great.
Shout out to Kayla.
Yep. Big shout out. You know, she was, we were on her radio program last weekend. Dave did some live dubs.
Nice.
Yeah, Dave is amazing. He's an amazing musician, and he's been doing sound for Natty for many years too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a family, you know, family affair. We've done a lot of stuff together.
That's right. When Natty played here in the Devil's Lair, he was doing sound.
That's right.
You know, Kayla can sing too. She's a great DJ, but she can sing.
See, so we may have to get her to join in on the vocals as well. You know, because I love having those female vocals in there. You can't replace them, you know, they're just their own thing. So when you have them, it's just like it adds so much textures, you know. That's what I love about this record too, is there's so many textures of vocals along with me. It just makes it sound like a choir. The choruses are huge. The way Dave mixed it, and you know, it was probably a quite the feat for him because so much stuff coming at him, like horn section. I'm singing four different parts. My daughter's singing two, three different parts. Raquel's singing two, three different parts, three, four, depending on the song. So that's a lot of tracks coming at you. So he had to figure out what's going to go where because you're competing with horns. Vocals competing with horns, so he had to do probably a lot of panning and, okay, we're going to have him over there, her, you know.
Wow.
So you have to listen to this with headphones.
Now, Jive Boogie, you're also going to be down in Chicago at the Wild Hair and singing Armadillo Frog Sanctuary on March 25th. The Wild Hair and singing Armadillo Frog Sanctuary. What is that?
And you have 20 seconds.
It's crazy. I mean, it's a... The Wild Hair is a tradition down in Chicago. They were at a different, they were in Wrigleyville. Now they're in a different hood, and I don't remember where it's at. But that's been going on for years. I think like a couple decades.
Where do we find more information about you online?
You can go to, I think it's jaboogie.org.
And get that free download, or not free, but it is a download on Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
Pay the artist. And, It's super easy, but the songs are great, Ja. Congratulations.
You. Appreciate it.
Another chapter of your musical career.
Exactly.
It's great. Let's hear some brand new music once again from Ja Boogie. The title track is called Spiritual Work. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Up in the dawning, meditation goes into the higher spaces. One, when I'm walking through my garden and I'm feeding on the nations, I do one. When I reason with the youth and making them aware of wickedness in high places. One, when I'm looking through the crystal ball, staring at the ancestors' faces.
Implementation. How do I?
so good. Brand new Ja Boogie and Spiritual Work on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Thanks to Ja for coming in tonight. Really appreciate that. Still to come tonight, we got a double dip of Arsenal Hand to kick off the 7 o'clock hour, plus Dennis Graham from Rock Constant is going to step in. Adem Tesfe later in the Devil's Lair. Right now, Kilo, a.k.a. Skittles, on Max Inc. Radio. Some was the purpose, he's the reason I feel anemic. Shackles under my creases, if you think it, you'll believe it. Actions are so misleading, my mattress is tippopedic, metaphorically speaking. Life's a movie, it deepens, and we so far from the sea. Living to the fullest, my Bible, I'm scheming through it. Painting pictures of the scripture, interpret the vision dimming. So I dumb it down a little for those who stuck in the middle. Still I challenge my mental, hate to sound like a riddle. No, they only judge flaws, I only answer to God. Second guess at my obsession till I see Nicki Minaj. I ain't choosing, I'm chosen. Nothing new till you notice. You call me gay like I ain't golden still. Guess the rock wasn't enough, they wrote the overkill. Still I rise, you need to live, you die. That's life. They tryna fight it, this fight is being united, we won. See, I declare war, we won. Nigga, I'm just a criminal, intentionally biblical. Heart is rushing into it, every sin, repenting it. This is me, is that what you wanted? The good, the bad, the flaws, and all. See, you question my relation. I'm searching for salvation and exercising the patience that was built on this nation. Let's celebrate. As I recite a Bible and wonder like, what would I do? Idols become your rival. You part ways like the Nile River. Runneth over as you look over your shoulder. You see pain, you see pleasure. Rainy days, bad weather. Had to shed a few feathers. It was all for the better. Love them all, judge none. Live them like I'm getting young. Well, my moms want a daughter and my pops want a son. But the way my life is set up, I haven't decided what. Well, I haven't, I did in an unstable crib. I'm real with myself, there's no room for a kid. No, really, who am I kidding? Pushing 30 to the limit and searching for me and Mrs. Need a woman, not women. My mama noticed the difference. What's the point of new beginnings? If I could predict the ending, they only care about winning. Winning. What? Like them losses ain't important. Scar, heart, no emotion, about to blow this bitch open. They tryna fight it, this fight is being united, we won. See, I declare war, we won. Nigga, I'm just a criminal, intentionally biblical. Heart is rushing into it, every sin, repenting it. This is me, is that what you wanted? The good, the bad, the flaws, and all. See, you question my relation, I'm searching for salvation and exercising the patience that was built on this nation. Let's celebrate. People will judge you in life, but who are they to judge? Me personally, I just want salvation. Living in a rainbow is just a subliminal message to the ear. You may think gay when you hear rainbow, but I'm living in a ruler state of mind. I'm a queen. We're building loyalty on our destination, limiting the proper novelty effectively.
Don't let freedom ring. Only speak truth, it may cause us sting. Jamming like Teddy on that DJ sling. Rock winter, summer, and fall back to spring. Ready like heavy, we got our own thing. Diddly, diddly, D, give me space. Like, comma, breathe in, breathe out to the na-na.
Ooh, na-na, 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 ooh, na-na. I remember when the town didn't get it. Now it's play nice, some act like they with it. Everybody got an angle, want me to dig it. Meanwhile, I'm pushing metro transfers. I'm living now. Let us do, we got things to do. Don't act brand new, cause you already knew. Keep the fans small, but everybody raw. Got a dugout up the Jenners with the white claw. Now, not by, come one, come all. Grown folks now, got the wherewithal. This bad moves in it for the long haul. Sing now, now, I ain't care what y'all like. Ooh, na, na, ooh, na, na.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.